The levee that protects much of downtown Pueblo from potential floodwaters in the Arkansas River is about to get a major facelift. After levees failed in Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina in 2005, FEMA made a push for levee certification, and for Pueblo's aging Arkansas River levee, this means an estimated $15 million repair project and the destruction of its famous mural. The alternative is downtown properties would have to buy flood insurance. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports from Pueblo, the process has brought to the forefront structural deficiencies.
A paved walking and biking path meanders alongside the river across from the massive 2.8-mile-long levee. The structure was built following the deadly 1921 flood that killed hundreds and devastated downtown Pueblo. Rick Kidd is the administrator for the district that oversees the levee. He points to higher ground near where we're standing and explains that engineers back then chose to actually reroute the river to take advantage of the natural terrain.
Their feeling was that over here was the best. I mean, there was trying to maintain it where it went through the middle of town before, but then you'd have an embankment on both sides of it. If it was moved over here, you had the bluff side that would serve as one side, so then you would only have one embankment.
Kidd says the levee embankment was built up from the silt and other soils left behind by the flood. And that's part of what's causing the current problems.
There was no compactive effort put in it.
Then there's the damage to the concrete facing on the levee. Kidd says the concrete is 10 inches thick with reinforcing steel in it, and it was all mixed and worked by hand.
They did one of these panels at a time, which I believe it's 12 and a half feet wide, and they would take a panel up and screed it from the bottom up, and that's 1.5 to 1 slope. So it was hard work for the guys doing that. It was extremely hard work. Very labor-intensive.
Kidd says he respects the work they did back then, but...
Concrete's like everything else. It wears, and it's had 90 years of wear on it.
We've done an evaluation of the concrete structure and found it to be in severe distress with a lot of settling, cracking, and failures going on. Also, we've had geotechnical test holes drilled through the top of the levee and found a lot of varying materials, of varying compaction. There's just a lot of concern about the stability of the levee right now.
That's Kim Cook, the consulting engineer for the levee repair project. He says there are many unknowns under the concrete, including areas where the soil embankment has disappeared over time, leaving deep voids. So work will begin with a test section where the north end of the levee begins on Wild Horse Creek.
So by taking this concrete off and getting into this first initial phase, we'll be able to get a good handle on all the different materials we're going to hit and what we need to do as far as remediation.
Along with removing the existing concrete and resurfacing it, the work involves lowering the levee by about 13 feet.
We looked at all the floodplain mapping that had been prepared by the consultant through FEMA and found that because of the Pueblo Reservoir, we don't need the full height of the levee anymore, so we're able to lower the top of it.
Removing the top of the levee will also let contractors create a wider work platform and better access. Cook stands beneath the 11th Street Bridge.
One of the issues we've got is access to the levee is extremely constrained because of the river on one side and the railroad yard on the other. Total headroom in this bridge is about 8 feet. So to get concrete trucks and semis hauling dirt in and out, we're going to have to make some changes here to be able to get those vehicles in and out.
The Conservancy District is working with the city to come up with ideas to eventually utilize the wider platform on top of the levee as a pedestrian walkway. They're also working with the local arts community to find ways to preserve the murals painted on the levee's concrete walls. It's listed by Guinness World Records as the largest outdoor mural in the world. One idea has been to save portions of the mural and move them to parks. Cook says they've requested estimates to do this.
A 10 by 10 piece of 10-inch thick concrete weighs 10 to 15 tons. You know, that is heavy, it's hard to move, and this levee is 40 foot high. Some of these murals are 40 foot high by 70, 80 foot long.
The project also calls for ways to make it easier for artists to access the levee to paint murals on the new concrete surface by providing tie-off locations and toe holds. Construction work is expected to begin in November and will occur during low water in the winter. During this time, FEMA will not require flood insurance for downtown businesses. A FEMA representative was unavailable for comment. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.